Okay, it's Robert Andrews here at the Activate 09 Summit with Bradley Horowitz, the Vice President of Products at Google. Bradley, one of the things that we've talked about here today is the T word, Twitter. You spoke with admiration about the service. Tell us Google's view on Twitter right now. We know there was some kind of integration whereby you're trying to crawl Twitter more easily. Can you tell us about that?
Actually, I can't. That's not my part of Google. I'm not in the search group, and what you seem to be describing would be run out of that group. I also can't speak to Google's view on Twitter. Again, it's not that I'm being evasive. It's that I literally don't represent Google's view on Twitter. I can tell you my personal view is that I'm a user. I'm a fan. I find value in it. I think they have helped prove out a new mode of communication, which is, whether you call it microblogging or one-to-many kind of fan-out, I think it's significant, and it's a contribution to be celebrated. And I think they have lots of challenges, but a fantastic team and a lot of opportunity as well.
Okay, hopefully something you can speak about. When you look across the Google product suite, Is there a common ideal or something that binds together the set of products, or is it, you know, whatever sticks and whatever works?
No, I think that there is a common theme to it, which is our mission statement to make the world's information universally accessible and useful, organize the world's information and make it universally accessible and useful, and that is a broad theme. It's something that you can take everything we're doing from Gmail, which is about personal information, to book search, which is about getting information that is trapped inside of atoms and not universally accessible. It's a way to kind of weave in many of the things that may look disparate, things like Google Voice. If many of my modalities of communication, like voice, are trapped within silos and I can't get to them, they're not useful to me. And so this is a unifying theme across all we do. Even though the products may look different, it may look like we're competing in different markets, there is both a unifying theme and unifying technology which comes to bear on everything we do.
And so some of the products absolutely seem to be designed to be ad-supported and to bring in advertising revenue. Others, not so much. Others, it's maybe hard to see what the revenue model there is. Is that okay? Is it okay in the round to have a mix of products like that?
Absolutely. Google takes a very long view on these things, and we're not a company that has to make next week's payroll based on the back of a new service. So as I spoke about in my talk, one of the responsibilities we have as a manager is to protect the little saplings that are striving to grow and find their way, and make sure that the cold, harsh reality does not prematurely kill them before the idea therein has had a chance to grow and blossom.
Right.
That is part of the strategy, is to certainly monetize where we find that magic, like you see in the advertising products we have to date, where it's not only valuable to advertisers but valuable to users. That is the key for us. And until we find means of creating advertising experiences which are valuable to our users, we're not obliged or compelled to subject them to those.
And if I remember correctly, you dropped some products from the suite a couple of months ago. Can we expect more sites to be culled? I think you spoke in your presentation about how actually killing some products is important for the innovation ecosystem. Can we expect more sites to be dropped? Or maybe a fairer question would be to ask, what do you see as hot right now in the internet sector? What new products can we expect?
Yeah, I think that this is absolutely... sure, we can walk out. Yes, I think it's an absolutely fair question. And I think over the due course of time, you will see our product line change and evolve. And it may be less about products being dropped, but it may be that clarifications and use cases which are overlapping in products consolidate into one versus the other.
Right.
It's extremely unlikely we would drop something cold and just say that was a bad idea,
okay,
but it's actually quite likely that we might have a better idea for a way to meet that need that wasn't anticipated when we initially launched the product.
Okay, Bradley, thanks very much for your time.
My pleasure.